Mum Guilt in the State Agency. Today, I'm joined by Ev Foster, who is operating principal of Keller Williams in Scotland, a self-employed model with over 60 agents running in it. Ev, mum guilt in a state agency. And before you answer that one, if you were a dad, I would not be asking you about dad guilt. So, but it is something that's important that we need to talk about. And I know you are in the Women in Residential Property group. So I want to bring this up. And I know it's something that's very close to your heart. So back to the question, mum guilt in a state agency. Talk to me.
Well, I think it's not just estate agency. I think it happens a lot in any kind of profession. But I think the traditional estate agency models don't really allow for flexibility. And I think that's something that, you know, being part of the Women in Residential Property and other groups that, you know, we like to try and change, because it is incredibly difficult to get to the office for 9 o'clock and stay there till 5 or 6 o'clock. And, you know, and then, you know, weekends, and, you know, you feel guilt. You do have that guilt. My children are older now, but when they were younger, I couldn't have stayed in that kind of job.
What do you think the answer is?
Well, I'm obviously...
I know you're going to say self-employed.
I'm going to say self-employed estate agency.
Oh, what a surprise.
There's a surprise. There's shockaroony. But I do believe... Well, okay, so I do believe in self-employed estate agency.
Well, of course you do.
Particularly for mums, I do. But I also think that, I guess, the industry has to kind of look at changing and being a bit more flexible, because they're losing a lot of good women in the traditional kind of models because of inflexibility.
So let's just say I'm an estate agency boss, whether a man or woman is irrelevant, and I've got some decent legs who just happen to be ladies. Mm-hmm. Are you suggesting that if they decide to have a family, that you suggest that, you know, instead of saying you want to come back and it's 9 till 6, you suggest, if they're not doing a self-employed model, that you would offer someone like 9:30 to 3 o'clock or something?
Well, yes. Yeah. I mean, I think each person is different. You know, somebody maybe has, you know, a partner that can drop them off in the morning. They could come in earlier, maybe have to leave earlier. They could come in later. I think if the whole point is being able to sit down and say what would suit. If you've got a valued member of staff who happens to then be now a mum, or for any reason they want to change their hours, why not sit down and offer that flexibility? Do you want to lose them?
I mean, the number of ladies I know who, over the years, left to have children, wanted to come back, but the bosses almost forgot about them, or the branch managers moved on. There's a huge amount of talent. I mean, I've gone on record, and I will say again that I believe females make better estate agents because you have greater empathy skills. I don't care what you say, and we are in a people business.
I'm not going to disagree with you, because I do agree with you. I think we do, but and I think also as mums, you know, your time is very precious and split, so you do become actually a lot more productive in the hours that you're then working, or that you've allocated to work, because again you've got the hours that you're allocating to your children.
Coming back to this guilt element. How, even if you do have flexible hours, again, time and time again, I hear that ladies suffer from this guilt of trying to spin the plates. What advice would you give to their partners, and what advice would you give to them themselves on how to deal with this?
So there's two things I would say to that. Spinning the plates is really difficult, and so that's when people burn out, and that's when people get the guilt. What I would say is, have your work time if you can, and then have your family time. That's how I've kind of structured what I do. So there will be a time when my kids were younger, there was a time, 2 hours at night, it was kind of bedtime, put them down, that was their time. The phone wasn't beside me, the emails weren't getting answered, because people can wait 2 hours to get an answer. And then once they were in bed, then I would go back to doing what I was doing. So I think the kind of time blocking thing is really important. Work-life balance is very difficult to exist. I think we spin plates because we feel we have to, and sometimes we don't have to. And again, it depends. So the question was, what would you say to their partners?
Partners. And again, I'm going to make a sweeping statement. I'm assuming that they're men. I know we can have different types of relationships, but the vast majority of relationships are male and female. What would your message be to the chaps out there?
I think I'm probably quite fortunate that the chap, you know, my team leader, for example, Stephen. I mean, he does a lot with these kids. The people round about me seem to be quite involved with their kids. I think if they're not, then maybe they have to look at becoming a little bit, take a little bit of the pressure off, to, you know, because it's now a lot of women are earning really good money in estate agency, and you know, it's if they might be even the breadwinner. You know, but we have to release the kind of guilt that we feel, but also if you're in a partnership, have that support as well.
Because that's the problem with men is that they empty the dishwasher and they expect an award, don't they? Well,
But they also let you know that they've emptied the dishwasher. You know, it's
don't you
like, you know,
like it?
I've emptied the dishwasher. Yeah, good for you. You know what? Look at everything else. You know, I mean, I don't go around saying, well, you know, I've done this and I've done that and I've done that, you know. But no, I mean, I guess it's been like that for a long time. Is it changing? I don't know.
Every relationship's different, so. Be aware of what you're, be aware and take a bit more responsibility and don't start looking for awards.
Yeah, just get on with it.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Can I just give a have you ever read the book Men Are From Mars, Women From
Yes,
Venus?
yes.
Do read it. It's a
Yes, I
fantastic,
have.
insightful book on the way that how men and women think in relationships, and it blew my mind. It changed my relationship with my wife for the better. And sometimes I slip back into old Chris, and then sometimes I just have to remember that, you know, because
Yeah.
we do think differently and act differently.
We
And
do.
as long as you're, I think, as long as you're aware of how other people think, you can change your the way you work, so and the way you deal with things. Ev, thank you for your time today. Really insightful. Thank you.
Thanks, Chris.